Welcome to the Dr. Obed Obinade podcast. Dr. Obed is a thought leader and apologist who speaks to life's great existential questions of origin, purpose, faith, and destiny with fluency and grace. He is an author and the president of the Christ Cosmopolitan Incorporated, a vibrant apostolic commission that heralds the message of the fullness of Christ. Dr. Obed has seen his ministry soar to great heights over several years, touching the lives of many across the globe through his various ministry platforms. May you grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ as you listen to mind-renewing and heart-enlightening messages by Dr. Obed. Do enjoy this teaching. God bless you.
Ooh, I hear him shout. Can you read the book of Numbers for me quickly? Quickly. He said, he had not beheld iniquity in Jacob.
Neither had he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him.
The Lord his God is with him.
And the shout of a king is among them.
And the shout of a king is among them. The King of Kings is shouting.
Jesus.
People of God.
Man of God.
There are times Jesus is interceding. You join him in intercession. You know that Jesus, people of God, the word of God says, listen here, that when Stephen was being stoned, he saw, I thought that Jesus was always sitting, but he saw the Son of Man standing. There are times when you come to church, don't just follow the motions of your emotions. I said, when you are seated in church, don't follow the motions of your emotions. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So there is a pattern of following Christ in our everyday walk, in our everyday dealing, in whatever we do. People of God, in our daily interactions, it is for the sake of Christ. It is because of Christ. Listen, I love you because I know Christ loves you. So do you know what? If there are people in the church that are not feeling loved, it is because we are siphoning the flow of love from Christ to them. But when I see Christ loving you, I come in as an expression of the physical love of Christ that is made manifested. I love you because Christ loves you. I will die because Christ died for you. I will live because Christ lived for you. I will praise because Christ praises you. I want you to know that he's not beholding iniquity or perverseness in Israel. Why is it that there are people in the church, they have become CIDs? The only thing that they see is iniquity and perverseness. But that is not what Christ sees. When he walks in the church, he sees a glorious church. When he walks in the church, he sees a church fashioned according to his image. He sees a church in glory. I speak to you. Have the eyes of Jesus. See what Jesus sees. Speak what Jesus speaks. Am I talking to a people in this place?
Yes.
See what Jesus sees. Say what Jesus says. And join in the celebration of Jesus. Wow. Do you know there is one thing Jesus loves? Hymns. Hymns. He loves hymns. The Bible said he took the disciples away. They took communion. And after they had sung a hymn. After they had sung a hymn now.
Matthew 26 verse 30.
My God.
And when they had sung a hymn.
When they had sung a hymn.
They went out into the Mount of Olives.
Jesus. Do you know what? Can I tell you something?
Yes, man of God.
Are you sure you are ready?
Yes, man of God.
Do you know why the disciples saw the storm? I want to tell you something today. Don't forget this for the rest of your life. Do you know why the disciples saw the storm? I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you a question. Do you know why the disciples saw the storm? When Jesus was sleeping, they were waking. They should have been sleeping whilst he slept. They would not have seen the storms. But whilst Jesus was sleeping, they were awake. Listen. When you trouble yourself whilst Jesus is sleeping about your troubles. My God. Oh, you didn't get that one. Probably you people here are the ones I should be talking to. No, they are not ready. I should be talking to you guys. I declare over your head,
Jesus.
Whatever Jesus is sleeping on,
Jesus.
Don't worry your head about it.
Jesus.
I said, don't worry your head about
don't
it.
Don't worry your head about
the
it.
The master is sleeping.
Jesus.
Better sleep.
Jesus.
Tell somebody, rest assured.
Rest assured.
Just follow Jesus.
Just follow Jesus.
Take your seat and give him a clap.
Jesus.
My God. Yes, what da? What you want today? Can I talk to you? I am not hearing you. Can I talk to you? He said, why is it that your disciples don't fast? Jesus said, how will they, as long as the bridegroom is with them? There's no need to fast. When Jesus is eating, join him in the food. Oh my God, when Jesus is driving a luxury car, join him in that car. When Jesus is living in a luxury house, join him in that house.
Jesus.
Oh, when Jesus is wearing a gold watch, join him with that gold watch.
Ah.
When Jesus is wearing his latest shoe, join him in that shoe.
Jesus.
Your life is better with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I said your life is better with Jesus.
Amen.
Can I hear a living amen in the sanctuary?
Amen.
Why is it that your disciples don't fast? You know the reason why? Because Jesus was a glutton.
Yeah.
Do you know why you are fasting plenty like that? Jesus is not there.
Maranatha, come.
But then Jesus, he also knew when to fast. He would do a fast and you will break down. The Bible said, without water, he went into the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. And do you know the amusing thing? The Bible said, throughout the 40 days, he didn't hunger. So why are you hungry? Oh, you don't know what it means to live with Jesus? It's quite complicated. For you to be with Jesus is complicated. It will be dangerous for you to think that something meant for Jesus should be rather given to the poor. It's dangerous. Do you know what Judas should have done? When the lady poured the ointment on his head and on his feet, when Jesus was done, Judas should also come and say, Master, it's now our turn. Where is ours? Can we enjoy a little bit of your ointment? When people think something meant for Jesus is better for another, they are thieves, they are robbers, they are liars. It's deception. Don't listen to them. It might come as good thoughts, good opinions. It might sound good to the ears, but the poor you have with you always, that's what Jesus says. Anything meant for Jesus is meant for me. Anything meant for Jesus is meant for me. Don't be watching the storms when Jesus' eyes are away. Finally, if in the morning, are you ready?
Yes,
this is a final one. If in the morning you see Jesus walking on the sea, what should you tell him? Master, if it is you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come. Jesus wants you to join him in all his experience. He wants you to join him in all his experience. Master, if it is you, now that you are walking, bid me to come. Jesus said, come. And Peter stepped out of the boat. And watch this. He was catapulted into the very realm of all the possibilities of Jesus. From today, walk yourself into the Jesus experience. I think it deserves a better celebration because you are
Jesus.
Walking yourself all the way into that realm. I joined Jesus. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Finally, ask your brother or sister sitting by you, is Jesus sick?
Is Jesus sick?
Ask the person, is Jesus broke?
Is Jesus broke?
Ask the person, is Jesus poor?
Is Jesus poor?
No, this church, you are sleeping. You didn't hear what I said. I said, ask somebody by you, is Jesus started?
Is Jesus started?
No. You people, you are having a conversation. You are not in the church. Is Jesus broke?
Is Jesus broke? No.
The last time I checked.
Nope.
And you are quiet like that.
Hey! I cannot be broke.
You people are shocking me. I said, ask the person. What answer? I didn't say to the person.
Okay.
I said, ask the person.
Ask the person.
And what answer? When you only asked, you didn't seek for an answer.
Okay.
Ask the person seated by you, is Jesus sick?
Is Jesus sick?
Is Jesus
sick?
Is Jesus broke?
Is Jesus broke?
Is Jesus poor?
No.
Is Jesus poor?
So why?
Then when you finish, I said, so you, why?
But why? But why?
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 From today, when you see the sentence of sickness in your body,
hey!
Say to yourself,
Jesus,
I cannot be sick.
I cannot be sick.
Because Jesus is not sick.
Because Jesus is not sick.
I cannot be broke.
I cannot be broke.
Jesus is not broke.
Jesus is not broke.
I cannot be poor.
I cannot be poor.
Jesus is not poor.
Jesus is not poor.
And as Jesus is shouting,
as Jesus is shouting,
I join him in that shout.
I join him in that shout.
Go to five people.
Jesus.
Tell them Jesus is not broke.
Jesus
tell them
not
Jesus
broke.
Is not sick.
Jesus,
no, tell
not
them
broke.
Jesus is not
sick. Jesus is not sick.
Jesus is not
tell them Jesus is not needed.
Jesus is not broke.
Congratulate them. They are joining in the experience of Jesus. They are walking into that super experience of Christ our Lord. And when
Jesus.
You are done, slap your hands together and give him praise. Don't stop, give him praise.
Glory to Jesus.
Glory.
Take your seat in his presence. Jesus is not broke. Why are you broke? Jesus is not sick. Why are you sick? Jesus is not hungry. Why are you hungry? The greatest spiritual work is to do what Jesus is doing. If we live our lives like that, we'll not even be thinking about shortcomings, sin, faults. No. What I see him do, that's what I'm doing. The choir master. Now, the Nachiach means the enduring one. The one that is forever. The Nachiach actually means the Messiah. What does he mean? The head of all temple services. He's the head of the choir. He's Messiah. the brightest bright one, the shining one. That's what it means. The shining one. Wow. The glittering being. The one that stands out. The glittering one. The shining one. The preeminent one. If you got that, then it actually means Christ. Messianically, is the choir master. Of course. He's the Nachiach. He's the chief one when they sing. But he is not just that one. He is the apostle and high priest of our confession. So in the book of Hebrews, it says, consider now the apostle and high priest of our confession. Consider. Look at it. Who is Jesus? Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers, I told you, of the heavenly calling. Make sure that in that heavenly calling you partake. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. The apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Now, so go back to the book of Psalms and don't rush through to the chief musician. You have to think of it historically, that the writer of the music is sending the procession of the songs to the chief musician. At this place, do this. And at that place, do that. And at that place, do that. Then, futuristically, it is a letter to Messiah. This is the reason why I find it hard and quite unfortunate that many preachers speak against the use of psalms. It is very, very pathetic. And do you know what? They know too much of Satan than of God. They have too much information concerning satanic occultism than information from heaven. A lot of pastors who claim we should not use the book of Psalms actually say that it is because satanic occult men use it. And so what? They're better. It is my book. If somebody has found usefulness with it, why should that make me rather dump the treasure in that book? And now, in the end, leave them to harness whilst they are not the custodians of that birthright. God have mercy on our souls. Make up your mind. There is so much in that book. And listen to me, I've not deviated from the topic, the mystic secret of the Psalms. Historically, it was literal. Messianically, it's prophetic. My brother, we know yesterday, we know tomorrow. What about our today? We know yesterday, we know tomorrow. Has this got anything to do with the present? Of course, yes. Now, apart from just the writing to the chief musician, there are other words that people run away from because they don't even know what that means. When you read, for instance, Psalm 4, and you hear something like, to the chief musician on Neginot, then you just jump to the chief musician on Neginot. Who is Neginot? What is Neginot? And how does it apply with me? Listen, the whole book of Psalms, the key is with the chief musician on what he is about to do. When you look at it by way of history, the word neginot means voices of singing. Voices of singing. So to the chief musician, it is now time for voices. Let the voices sing. Voices only. Messianically, it speaks of when the voices of satanic bridegroom and of Babylon shall cease, and the voice of Neginot, the church, shall be heard. How will it be heard? The word Neginot means songs. It means a song. What kind of songs? It means a dirge. A song that is sung on stringed instruments. Stringed instruments. Now, there is Neginot and there is Sheminit. I'll deal with all of that in detail. Neginot is a string instrument with 7 strings or less. Sheminit is a string instrument with 8 strings. And in sacred service, there was no instrument that has 8 strings. That will actually be very difficult to play. An instrument with 8 strings. You can go back and ask the guitarist what he will do with 8 strings. Can you come and tell me? Guitarist? What will you do with 8 strings if you have 8 strings? How complex would that be? Give me my microphone. And how easy would that be? From where to where will you be playing? And you are supposed to hold all 8 and play music with it. How would that be?
Shalom, Pastor. Shalom.
Shalom.
A guitar with more than 6 strings. That's a standard.
That's the standard.
Yeah, 6
strings. Listen to what I'm saying. We are going somewhere. You see, the Bible, it's not like a book that you just open, then you run, then you go. Take your time. To the chief musician. And Unkwa should take you like 1 month. Chief musician. That alone. To the chief musician. To the chief musician. To Messiah. To the great one. To the shining one. To the glistening one. Alone. And because this is mass service, I may not be able to give you a lot by way of all that is encasing in the chief musician. Because wherever you see chief musician, it's a key. It is opening a certain door. Then now you come on Neginot and then on Sheminit. Now, in the temple, listen, they had supernatural instruments of 7 strings. There had never existed an 8-string instrument in the temple. But now David said to the chief musician on Sheminot, on Neginot. And now we have our world and most celebrated, revered guitarist. And he's saying that, what are you saying about strings?
So with a standard stringed guitar, we have 6 strings.
6 strings?
Yes, that's for the basic acoustic or the lead guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so from that 6 strings, then we derive the bass.
Then we have
so
the bass.
Even with the bass was standard 4 strings.
4 strings,
yes,
bass.
So it's through evolution of music, like in the 1990s, then we got the 5 strings, and then now we got a 6 string bass. So it's just like the lead guitar.
Like the lead guitar.
Yes. So now when you start to talk about 7 strings, now the thing is that with your standard fingers, you have 5 fingers, right?
You have 5.
So when you want to play on the standard 6, what you do is that because your fingers can't play all the 6 strings, you can bar it, right?
Good.
And the fretboard with 6 strings is big enough for your fingers to be able to
bar
it, to cover it. But then immediately you go beyond 7, now you have to firstly use a different technique. You cannot use a standard technique that we used to play.
Celebrate that information. People, messianically, Yehovah. Tunes from heaven. Songs from heaven. You have never seen the sword before. What is impossible for man to play will be made possible by Messiah. 8-stringed instruments. How will that be? Tell me.
So with playing any instrument that is more than six, you must get an inspiration from the harpist. Because now the harp, one thing is that they play with all hands. And then with the guitar, you realize that you are using one hand to on the fretboard, and you're using your other hand to pluck. But then when you're playing the harp, all the fingers are doing the plucking. So that is the kind of technique that you'd have to inculcate in playing a guitar that has more than six strings. Now, when you look at seven now, you have to start using both fingers.
You must use both fingers.
Yes.
So if you are using both fingers, then how will you hold the instrument?
So now, what you do is that you either lay the instrument upon you, and now they call it tapping. You begin to tap it.
My God. Hold on. That is too much revelation. You lay the instrument on you.
Yes, please.
You didn't get it. You have to lay the instrument on you. The music must be laid on you. The thing must fall on you. My God, you are still not here. We are looking at a realm, a responsibility, a charge. The thing must be laid on you. Then what will you do?
And then when you have the instruments on you now, you can use both fingers.
Now you can use both fingers.
Yes, please.
To do what?
To start to play.
What kind of tune will come if a person is using all four of both hands?
Now, what will happen is that now you are not going to be playing single notes. Now you are going to the realm of chords.
Chords.
Yes, please.
Can we get some chords like the way the keyboard is strike? At this point in time, you are not... Can I get a guitarist? Let the guitarist alone play. This is four. Can I get the keyboardist with all 10 fingers joining and see what will happen? Something will happen right now. You watch this. All eight. Is the thing becoming sweeter than what you were hearing at first? Papa. praise. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, Lord. Everybody with my hands lifted up.
Oh,
Our chief musician is worthy.
Thanks so much for listening. We trust that you've been blessed with truths for life. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Obedovinga Day podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remain blessed. Shalom.